Well, obviously, we know we got to play better football, and that's what it comes down to. We've been close in two of those three games this past week. Obviously, got a little lopsided, but we've been right there at the end of games. We just got to find ways to win them, get a faster start, and we know we're going against a good team, but we feel if we play our caliber of football and play to our potential, then we got a good shot to win.
Could you imagine completing 21 consecutive passes and still falling short like you guys did?
We just got down. And in the second half, the offense finally started playing better. We just needed to play like that for four quarters and not just, for the third quarter and part of the fourth. So, we had opportunities earlier in the game to get points and to get touchdown. We just didn't come through when we needed to in those situations. So we feel that we have that we can move the ball, that we can do good things and score. We just got to put it all together.
What are your thoughts about facing an undefeated team?
I think our philosophy whenever you play a game or play any team, you don't look at the record. You look at their schemes, you look at their players, and then you try to form a game plan and go out there and play. So we understand they're a good team, but whether you're 11-0 or 3-8, it doesn't matter to us. You make a game plan, then it's about going out there and executing it.
What was the mood like the year that you guys played in 07 when you played the Patriots last game of the year and they had to beat you to stay undefeated? I mean, can you remember what the mood was like that week?
Yeah, I mean, I think we wanted to go out there and play well. We both teams were already in the playoffs, but we wanted to go we wanted to keep our rhythm as an offense and go out there and just play our best football. And in a sense, it'll be similar to that. We're not in the playoffs; we're fighting for a playoff spot. And this is a big game. But all you can worry about is you can't get into the undefeated deal and trying to give them their first loss. It's more about let's worry about ourselves and worry about our performance. Just go out there and try to play our best game.
How hard has it been when balance offensively has been kind of spotty for you guys? I mean, the run hasn't been there all the time when you've needed it.
Well, we're going to try to run the ball and we can do better job doing that. We can do better job throwing the ball also. So, we're going to try to have some sort of mix, but, we just need to, we've moved the ball well, these last few weeks. It's just a matter of finishing some drives. Once we get down in the red zone, just getting touchdowns and being more consistent down there.
Eli, do you expect a shootout on Sunday, and how do you approach a game if you do feel that way?
I never go into a game expecting it to be one way or the other. Obviously, we know Green Bay has a high-powered offense and they're capable of scoring a lot of points. But we have great confidence in our defense that they're going to do their part and they're going to play well. And offensively, we got to do our part. So I think you play to the circumstances of the game. Obviously, offensively, I hope we can go out there and score a lot of points and worry about just trying to do our part and play good football.
What was the worst part of last year? Was it losing to the Packers, or was it getting snowed in Appleton until Tuesday morning or Wednesday morning?
I guess it's one thing. If we would have won the game, it would have been as bad being snowed in for 2 days. But obviously, we won't have to worry about that this year, being at home and weather's been pretty good up here so far. So. It was not the ideal situation, but made the best of it.
Well, just play cards or catch up on soap operas?
it was just a mix. Had a lot of team bonding during that time, and just trying to keep ourselves busy, and a lot of just hanging out in someone's room or going to grab lunch somewhere. It was a little different because we're always kind of on call. We kind of always have, all right, we're not leaving yet. We'll have a meeting in 3 hours. So be back here in 3 hours for an update. And we come back and it's all right. We're gonna stay the night. So we'll have a meeting at 6 o'clock next morning. and try to leave then, and just kind of kept getting pushed back. So it wasn't like, all right, we're going to leave, you know, in 2 days. Y'all do whatever you want. We were just kind of always around and trying to get an update on when we'd be able to get home.
Does this Packers defense look different than last year's that you faced?
You know, from what I remember from watching last year's game and watching this one, it looks pretty similar in what they're doing. They, you know, do a good job getting to the quarterback. They always have a pretty good blitz package. You know, they have very athletic, you know, whether you call them outside linebackers or defensive ends, you know, depending if they're, you know, in a sub, you know, in a four down sub or three down lineman. You know, they're athletic. These guys can rush, they can drop. So they do a good job mixing up that and you know, whether they're blitzing or dropping off in the coverage, they seem to make plays. So you know, they have talented defensive backs. Safeties are always in the mix. So you know, we got to have good preparation, get ready for all their looks.
I know you said you had confidence in your defense, but when you're playing a team like the Saints and the Packers, isn't there a little pressure to have to score every time you have the ball?
Well, I think, you know, we want to go out there and play well and do our part, but you can, you know, when you feel or you have in your mindset you have to score every time you get the ball, that sometimes that causes bad plays to come up. You start forcing things, and you know, so, you know, we know we want to go out there and play well. We got to move the ball. We got to do, you know, do a great job on third down, keeping the ball in our hands, and when we get down there near the end zone, we got to make sure we're getting touchdowns and not just settling for field goals.
This team picks off a lot of balls, Eli, as you know. I mean, do quarterbacks even subconsciously shy away from trying to make that tight fit with a team that gets their hands on it as often as these guys do?
Well, you just got to be smart. You got to you know, put the ball at the right spot. Receivers got to be crisp on the routes, and you know, so they do a good job. They got some, you know, some defensive backs who you know, who play the ball very well. They're very aggressive, and so you know, you got to be smart on you know, what routes you're throwing to certain guys, and you know, we'll do a good job of receivers getting open, and I got to throw the ball accurately.
What is your comfort level with that receiving group? It's obviously a lot of new faces there, and you've had injuries and everything else there.
You know, guys are doing well, I think. You know, Akeem is playing at a high level. Victor Cruz is a young guy who stepped up and has been making a lot of plays. And so, you know, it's kind of mixing in between Ramses Barden and Manningham, both guys who are smart guys and, you know, are playmakers. So I think all those guys are playing at a high level. Some of them are young and they're learning, but they're still making big plays for us. So we got to continue to do that.